Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Now, Jess, and I guess your future is in your hands.
It is.
Right now. Or maybe not your hands, maybe somebody else's hands.
Maybe my husband's hands.
We've been speaking a lot about Larry Emder this week. Jess, yeah. Why is that?
Look, more so than we ever have on the Tim and Jess show, I'd say, Tim. But we've been speaking about him because he was a Gold Logie winner on Sunday night. And he was so sure he wasn't going to win the Logie that he decided to make a bet with his on-air partner. And if he won, he had to get all the other nominees' names tattooed on his bum.
So he actually won, and he followed through the next morning on Channel 7's morning show. And he's got a Logie on his bottom with like all the initials, so like Robert Irwin, Julia Morris, Andy Lee, just to name a few.
It's a very cool tattoo.
So much so, Jess, that when we were talking about it on Monday, you said this. As two people with no rear end tattoos, we can only dream of a world like this.
It inspired me. Yeah. It inspired me to want to get one. Why do I say things?
I know. And yesterday I brought it to the show and I said, I'll give you 24 hours because we could make this fantasy a reality, Jess. We could get a tattoo on your bum of your husband's name or initials.
Right. And as someone who has one tattoo...
on your ankle?
Yes. I got that before I met my husband, Akshay. Mm. I'm not sure that he's the biggest fan of it.
Well, you wanted to get him on the show to kind of run it by him. So he joins us now, Jess's husband, Akshay. Hello, my cutie.
Oh, hello, Tim. How are you?
I just wanted to use Jess's pronouns for you. So it's...
Cutie baby.
Yeah,
it's his pronouns.
I don't know if you know much about what we've been speaking about, Akshay, but how do you feel about tattoos in general?
I don't like tattoos in general. I don't think I've really seen one I like.
Akshay hasn't got any tattoos.
Right. I mean, your wife does have one on her ankle. So
he doesn't love it.
It's brutal to say.
How do you feel about my ankle tattoo, Akshay?
Look, it'd be an improvement if you didn't have it.
Jeez.
Thanks, babe.
Is it? Do you think in most relationships, Akshay, that there is one person more inclined stereotypically that likes tattoos and the other person doesn't? Do you think it's like a common feeling that you have?
Yes, I think one person's always biased towards having a tattoo and the other isn't. I think that's pretty common.
How would you feel if we were to get each other's initials tattooed on to our bodies? It is our anniversary on Saturday, so...
Sure.
It could be a great anniversary gift.
My only problem with tattoos is it's too permanent. So what about if I don't like JQ? What about if I want to get married another couple of times?
Who else are you marrying, mate?
My second and third wife might not appreciate it, and then I'll have to get their names initialed. So I'll look like a dictionary.
Okay, well I don't want to force you to do anything you're not comfortable with. So you don't have to get Jess's name or initials tattooed on your bottom. But how would you feel if Jess were to get your initials or your name tattooed on her bottom?
Well, see, I already know my name, so when I'm looking at her bottom,
Akshay,
I already know my name, so like, why do I need a reminder of what my name is? You know those people who get their last names tattooed on themselves? It's like, did you forget your last name?
Remember the audience. So, I don't know, I'm vibing it's a soft yes.
I am not getting his name if he is not willing to do the same for me.
That's not... No, don't be a little wuss.
Akshay, if I get one this week, will you get one with me?
No.
What if, Jess, what if we get a listener who wants to get their partner's initials tattooed on their bum so you're not going in alone? We might be able to do it in the studio this week, next week. So you're not doing it by yourself. So say like, I don't know, Jesse from Cariah is listening right now and they really want to get their partner's name on their bum. They can do it with you.
Oh, I still don't know about this.
Come on.
Akshay's just spoke to me about how he wants to have a second and third wife and I'm going to get his initials tattooed on me?
That's a conversation for another day. You've showed desire to want to get his name or initials on your bum.
Akshay, how would you feel if I was to get this done?
Not ideal. So with a second and third wife, we can go like AQ1, AQ2, like a numbering
system. It's not a deal breaker if Jess does follow through with this.
It's not a deal breaker.
It's not a deal breaker. That's a good sign.
He's not being
really, really...
Here we go.
If she really, really wants one, I'm happy to support her. But if she has to really, really want one.
I feel like...
Modern day husband.
I feel like he's being polite for the radio, yeah. And we may have to have the discussion off the air.
Well, too. I'm liking where this is going. Essentially, that sounds like a green light to me, Jess.
I'd much prefer it if we were like side by side in the studio, butt to butt.
That's not how that's not how that would work. Akshay, we're going to continue this conversation off air, but we appreciate you coming on the show to give your wife permission to alter her body. Thank you so much.
No worries, you're welcome.
When you put it like that.
Yeah, I hear it too.
This is Tim and Jess.
I want to hear people's opinion about public proposals. Because we were talking yesterday on the show about a video that's gone viral from a LA like NFL game.
Yeah.
Where a couple were put up on the kiss cam and the guy got down on one knee, mm-hmm. was like proposing, or so it seemed. The girl was like, absolutely not. No, I'm not interested in this. And everyone was like, oh my God, this public proposal has gone horribly wrong.
Turns out it was hijinks.
Yes.
Set up.
It was a complete setup, a publicity stunt.
Very, very common to see these kind of things. Well,
but is it? Have you ever seen a public proposal in your lifetime? In your 30 years on the planet?
Well, I saw mine. But it was only.
That's the only. That's call the, that public.
Yeah, I know. That's the only proposal I saw. But I was out in the public.
Sure.
I was on a beach when I proposed to my wife. But no, it wasn't. I haven't seen one. It's just stuff you see in movies or you hear about in the news.
Well, a friend of mine used to work at Eureka Sky Tower, the big toll tower.
Up in the
and
highway.
You could purchase a package, a proposal package at the tower.
Oh wow!
So often I'd call her up. How was your shift? Oh yeah, we had 3 proposals today.
But is that public?
Well, because they do it in front of everyone on the little box that comes out.
I've never been.
Oh, so there's like a little box that comes out of the side building. And so they go, all right, we're going to take you out of the little box.
Surely if you're buying the proposal package, they clear it out for you.
Well, jeez. They do sometimes. But right. Other times they don't want to pay for the proposal package. So they have other randoms in the little box.
You'd be like, shut up for a second.
Right?
Stop arguing. I'm just going to do something important over here. Now, Jess, you're known for loving the flair, the drama in life. Did you ever, I know your husband proposed not publicly.
But he asked me if I wanted it in public.
Oh, like at a restaurant or something? So you go, oh my God, he's doing it. Oh my God.
I think his plan was he was going to call you and do it on the show.
Oh my God.
I told him no.
Good. It's a private moment.
Well, that's it. I was like, I just want it to be you and me.
What if we had ads to play? I'm going to be like, well, anyway, this is the best moment of your life.
Well,
anyway,
I didn't want it
Will
to be...
from the newsroom coming up next.
I didn't want it to be just like the 3 of us awkwardly in a room.
Yeah,
it would
enough.
Be very strange. But someone has given us a call, Tim.
On
522-232-955. Stacey from Cario, you've seen a public proposal in just the most controversial place. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, so my wedding reception, my brother-in-law proposed to my sister-in-law with my permission. It was all pre-planned, well ahead of time.
See, Tim, the face that you're giving right now
Did I hear that right? Your brother proposed at your wedding?
So it was my husband's sister got proposed to at my wedding reception,
Stacey, the way I would have lost my damn mind if someone had have tried to propose at my wedding, my maid of honour would have spear-tackled them. They would have been escorted out of the event. No, you don't get to use my day to make your proposal.
How did they go about that conversation with you and your partner, Stace?
Well, see, that was the part where I had a heart attack because my husband was out planning his bucks party with all of his groomsmen, and I got a text saying, oh, one of the groomsmen wants to talk to you. And I went, oh, my God, what are they going to do? So I went up and I met up with them, and they're like, oh, you know, he wants to propose to Sean's sister at your wedding. And I went, oh, is that it?
How did it happen? What was it during speeches? Was it during the bouquet toss? Like
cake cutting?
Yeah, I actually... I passed her the bouquet, like I pretended I was going to throw it, and I did the whole 1, 2, and then on 3 I turned around and I passed it to her. And her partner had said just before that, oh, I'm not part of this, I'm going to go up to the bar and get a drink, so that he was behind her and behind the whole group, so that she was actually able to turn around and he was on one knee.
Oh my goodness!
It's actually, if you could do it anyway, it's probably the best way to do it.
Yeah!
It's actually incredible.
That would have been
good on you, mate.
Yeah, that would have been so special.
And then we actually... we actually paid our photographer extra to do engagement photos of them that night as well.
Oh my God, you are the best sister ever.
Wheeling, dealing, getting it done. I like that.
If my photographer had been like, give me a second, I'm just going to go photograph this other couple, I would have been like, no, like hell you are. I'll pay you extra to not do that.
That's why Stacey's going to heaven and you're going somewhere else.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
I don't know if you've seen this online at the moment, and I think a lot of people are talking about it, and I wanted to get everyone's thoughts on this. There's a conversation about when you're on a flight. Now, I haven't been on a plane in so long. I think it might have been just after COVID, one of the first lockdowns I jumped on a plane. But then just haven't been traveling lots lately. You've been jet-setting around Europe.
I have been gallivanting,
And Southeast Asia, and you've been doing it. Where's your favourite seat when it comes to like a three-seat lane?
Yep.
Like aisle, middle, window.
Best case scenario is my husband's in the window seat, no one's in the middle, and I'm on the aisle. Okay. That's best case scenario.
There's, I guess, debate is the word that's happening at the moment over whether people sitting in the aisle can do one thing in particular.
Oh.
On long-haul flights, are they allowed to fall asleep?
Oh.
Rough, right? Especially if you don't, like, if it's just a standard flight, maybe you're flying like you and a friend, a partner, a family member, or you're flying by yourself. You don't know everyone in your aisle. If you're locked in there and you're like, I need to go to the bathroom, but 13C is asleep. Nah,
see, I think if you take a window seat, you give up your rights to get up and down. You've taken the window, you get full control over the window. That's your domain.
Wee! It's you get up and down.
Do I want it up? Do I want it down? That's all you, babe. That's
right.
Fine. Do you need to get up 7 times to go to the bathroom? Should have booked an aisle seat. Sorry.
But like sometimes you just like, you book a seat and you just go, put me wherever. I don't care. Imagine you're on a 13-hour flight to America and you're busting. And like there is a period where most people, they'll turn down the house lights and all that stuff. And you're busting. Like you're not going to wake up somebody to go, I'm so sorry, I need to go to the bathroom.
I'm on the aisle. And I don't mind getting woken up because, you know, I can fall back asleep real quickly.
But some people would be pretty upset.
I probably got climbed over several times and I didn't realize because I slept for a lot of our flights.
I've never been in this predicament where I've been in the aisle or someone's been asleep or I've been stuck against the window going, oh, no, A and B are asleep next to me. What am I going to do here? But the general consensus is that people should not be able to go to sleep.
Yeah, I mean, that's so horrible, not that they shouldn't be able to go to sleep. It's just that if I need get through, you need to wake up and let me through. Sorry. Like that's the seat you've chosen.
But to me, that also says that if I'm on the aisle seat and the light's a bit too bright, I can lean over and shut the window. Because it's going, well, you're in control of that, why aren't I in control of this?
These are the rules, Tim. These are the rules.
Ah, thank you. I didn't know. It is good to know.
Had you considered the rules?
I hadn't. Well, next time I fly out of Avalon, I'm not sitting in the same row as you at all because I'll never be able to sleep. And if I do, you'll just wake me up going, excuse me, got a wee. Jimmy, I got a wee. Get up out of the way. And you tell me that that's not how you'd ask it.
It's pretty accurate.
Exactly.
Tim and Jess, the podcast.
But as you get older, You probably lose, most of us, we lose touch with what's cool, trending,
Speak
and
for yourself,
hot, right?
Mate.
Well, can we, you and I, we're no fashionistas.
No.
Let's get on this.
No, I don't think we've ever been.
We both have our own, I guess, personal styles, but we're not dressing like the hottest trends of 2024, are we?
I'm definitely never trying to keep up with the trends.
And as you get older, it's harder because there's like big change.
I feel like as you're growing up, you see like trends and you go, oh yeah, like I could dabble in that, but I choose not to. But as I've gotten older, like seeing like some of the Gen Z trends coming out, I'm like, oh, just not for me.
But
you
got to remember that you probably dressed like that when you were 13. And
yeah.
It's just coming back. But maybe you have the memories of looking back at those photos and going, geez,
what was I thinking?
But at the time, like you...
The camo pants and the hot pink singlets. What was she doing?
Did you want to be seen or didn't you?
A little bit of both.
A bit confusing.
I just wanted attention.
Now, I've noticed something that the younger generations are starting to wear, and it scares me. And it's,
here we go. Old man yells at cloud.
It scares me because of, you know how sometimes you just go, no matter what generation, that shouldn't be a thing. Like pink singlets and camo pants.
Sure, yeah.
3/4 length shorts.
Ooh.
Or are they 3/4 length pants? This is the thing.
Extra points if they're denim.
Yeah. They're
shorts.
They're everywhere, yeah, right now. Is this a comeback?
I don't want them to be.
No?
I definitely don't want them to be.
Because
I think jorts in general should be a no-no. We should just, nah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Not your speed.
Nah, definitely not. And then they've tried to make the long jean shorts happen for girls over the last couple of years.
Well, this is what I want to focus on.
Definitely not.
But when does a three-quarter length short become a three-quarter length pant? Like, to me, the seam finishing just a couple of centimetres below the knee.
That's a short.
And then if you're getting shin bound.
If it's mid shin, yeah, it's definitely
that's
a pant.
That's, yeah, like, oh, those pants a bit. Have you taken them up? That's what I'd be asking. or you go, oh, have you taken those shorts down? Yeah.
Or if you're like my mum and you're vertically challenged, three-quarter pants are just pants.
Yeah, discounts. 5223295. Maybe you're driving a younger person around right now. Yeah. Maybe you are a younger person. Are these, like, is this locked that this is a comeback? The,
yeah,
three-quarter length jeans. Ooh. Are back
in. Do we have any Gen Zs in the office? Will's Gen Z, isn't he? Will from the news?
I don't think so. I think he's on the
cusp. He's on the cusp. He's a cusper.
We've got a lot of cuspers. We've got, I don't know, maybe we can ask around the office. But 5223295, mm-hmm, if you know this for a fact, maybe you work in the fashion industry.
Yeah.
Is this something that is going to come back in a big way? So we found a Gen Zetta in the office.
She looks devastated that we've wrangled her in first.
Kendra from the promotions team. Thank you so much for being young.
You're officially the youngest in the building currently.
By far. Yeah.
Now, I would say Kendra is pretty well dressed.
Oh, yeah. Definitely one of the better dressed in the office.
Thank you. Okay.
Look at us buttering her up.
You did. Have you, I know you've got a big friendship group. Are the three-quarter length jorts, are they out there right now?
I did twitch my eye just now thinking of that. I haven't seen them around.
You haven't?
Not even a Bam Bam?
I wouldn't be surprised just because that 90s fashion is coming back in.
Yeah.
Like, quite heavily. So I wouldn't be surprised if
I gave you
did.
A pair of, like, long jorts. Do you think you could style them into some sort of an outfit, or would that be like a hard task? Would you end up looking like Adam Sandler? Because I feel like if I tried to style it, I'd look like Adam Sandler.
Well, when you just said that, I thought that, like, Billie Eilish, for example, has sort of styled them and brought them back. But even like the style that Blink-182 used to have, that skater.
Billie-182, sort of. Is that where we're
That
we're
might be where we're headed.
Okay. Right.
But I'm not mad if that's kind of where we're at.
I can see you pulling them off.
Oh, thank you.
That is a compliment. It is. Jess was saying that when she was, what age was it? Maybe 13?
You were 14, 15.
13, 14, 15, yeah. Wearing, would you ever now, do you think this will ever come back? Camouflage pants and a pink singlet?
Love it. Yes, I do. Yeah. I actually have a pair in my house.
You do?
Of camo pants.
How have we never seen these in the office?
Just waiting for it to come back.
Yeah.
So could we instead of leaning into the jorts, could we lean on camo?
I'd love to pull off a pair of camo pants if I could in my 30-year-old body.
I'm sorry, you've just missed 3 years on your age there, Jess. Bit of a misspeak, 33. But
do you
all
think
right.
I could still pull off the camo with the fluoro pink top?
I rarely see you wear pants.
That's so fair. That is accurate.
You're mostly wearing lovely skirts and dresses.
Yeah.
So I'm happy to see
camo
it.
Dress.
If we've got the young, camo dress, young Kendra.
Yeah, absolutely. All and right, then we can all be matching.
I reckon she might be having us on. I have an energy.
Yeah.
I have an energy that she's setting us up to look old and feel old.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.